The 27 couples in this windowless hotel conference room don't seem to have a lot in common. They range from their 20s to their 70s and speak nervously to those seated at their tables. Some of the older ones sport hats touting their veteran status. But when a microphone gets passed around, they share similar stories of pain.
I have PTSD, anger issues, trouble a lot of times controlling my emotions.
That's Marine Corps veteran John Browning, who saw combat in Vietnam. He and his wife Barbara have been married more than 50 years and have survived a long list of surgeries and mental health setbacks.
I hope to improve my communication skills and maybe to get more understanding of how to be a better husband.
Barbara dabs her face with a Kleenex as she takes the microphone.
I'm a very emotional person. I love people. I've always been one to help others. He never told me what he went through in Vietnam till he went to pieces.
John previously got mental health counseling, Barbara says. But since he retired, his symptoms have made him hard to live with. On top of this, Barbara has early stage Alzheimer's and doesn't know how they'll get by once it progresses.
We just want to be close together always. But it is hard right now because he is agitated all the time, and I don't know which way to do things.
This is Warrior to Soulmate, a free VA program that teaches intimacy-building skills in a group setting. It's tailored to the needs of veteran couples and reaches about 1,200 people per year. It's existed for a while, but this summer, the VA announced plans to offer more family services. Now it's training more people to provide couples counseling and lead programs like Warrior to Soulmate. The VA saw more than 30,000 veterans for family and couples therapy in 2019. Faith Lane is a clinical social worker with the VA and a facilitator for the program.
There's an exceptionally high rate of divorce among active military and veterans due to the symptoms they're experiencing from their service.
Post-traumatic stress, the strain of repeated deployments, injuries, and medication issues can be challenging for couples. And sometimes spouses become caregivers, changing the dynamics of a relationship. VA chaplain Randy Holloway says behaviors vets learn in the military can make it hard for them to communicate with their partners later on.
Embrace the suck. You know, something's going to suck. Press on. You don't show emotion. You don't do that. You just get the job done. Mission comes first. And so there's a disconnect a lot of times in the home.
That's the case for Army veteran Abraham Cruz and his wife, Maria. They've come to Warrior to Soulmate to start finding their way back to one another now that Abraham's retired after years of deployment. But there's one area that's off limits, his combat experiences.
I decided not to bring whatever happened there to bring it to the house.
Abraham carries with him the violence of his past, but doesn't share details in Maria's presence.
I talked to other soldiers. They understand the complexities of making certain decisions in combat and what it means to take a human life. It changes you.
There are boundaries and there's stuff I don't need to know. And I don't want to know because then I might look at him differently. And I don't want to look at him differently.
What she needs to know is that she's loved and that scenario didn't affect me to the point that she can't love me.
Maria and Abraham say they're taking the lessons of Warrior to Soulmate to heart and have connected more during the retreat than they have in years. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.